speak to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. Good morning, everyone. Luke's gospel has more mealtime scenes than all the other gospels. Jesus sets his parables often within the practices and expectations of people coming together to share a meal. The mealtime parables include the prodigal son, the Last Supper, and the road to Emmaus, to mention a few. This morning's parable then isn't so much good advice for social occasions, though there is good practical wisdom in the warning against pride and arrogance. The real meaning is to be found in the warning against pushing oneself forward in sight of God. In Jesus' day, it was all too easy for the well-off and the legally trained to imagine that they were superior in God's sight. To the poor, to those without the opportunity to study, let alone to practice law. If we look at a table etiquette today, as we find on TV shows like Come Dine With Me, the focus has shifted away from the guest invited to the food prepared and the skills of the cook. Eating together has become not so much a way of honoring invited guests as an opportunity for the host to impress. Could you imagine saying a blessing of thanksgiving on Come Dine With Me? Dining etiquette changes. In the first century Palestine, if you were invited to dinner, your status was determined by how close you would be seated to the host. To seek out the best or the closest seat would be an attempt to enhance your standing amongst other guests. You would be playing a status game rooted within the aspirations of the rich and powerful. And Jesus identifies the truth within this lack of humility, this obsession with status, the error of their ways, when he says, "For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." The cultural climate in our society today may struggle to understand the realities that Jesus is pointing to. We fully embrace a healthy attitude towards ourselves, and that requires confidence and self-assertion, because as the TV ad says, we are worth it. There is more than just a hint of vanity in these assertions. There is real pride and arrogance that may be clothed in civility, but hides a basic quest for status. The moral truth that Jesus is identifying is that we seek dominance through status that can be disguised as hospitality. Jesus also addresses the motivation of the host, who seeks not so much to honor his guest as to facilitate a network of opportunities, carefully selecting and placing those who could be the most useful. It is a game of strategic manipulation, with the real focus is on self-preservation. The biological realities of the natural world are a continuous killing of one species by another in order to survive. We too carry within ourselves a deep connection with those same realities. Interesting, recently the CEO of Google recently apologized for using a marketing invention that seeks to stimulate the primitive part of the human brain to become paranoid, thus making a potential customer more susceptible to marketing influences. This is a highly ironic when we consider Google's original motto was, "Do no evil." Jesus is warning us with this message that the truth of our being, the purpose of God's plans for humanity, does not exist within the false hierarchy of competing world forces. Jeremiah says, they have forsaken me, the fountain of living water, and dug out cisterns for themselves, cracked cisterns that hold no water. The irony of Jesus' message is that the winner in such competition is the loser. We are least likely to understand God's purpose when we are the most determined to behave unreflectedly in the ways of the world. This human reality has always been influenced by a willingness to exploit others, justify war, or even use nuclear weaponry. Our survival instincts ironically contain our most likely cause of self-destruction. Committed to worldly status and success will render the concept of humility pointless. But it is only from a position of humility that we can understand the truth that Jesus speaks. Jesus' story of the Sabbath feast of the Pharisees is yet another challenge of Judaic religious practice of the time that was not rooted in truth, but in hypocrisy. True religious belief cannot be satisfied in form only. It has to be grounded in function. We cannot pretend to be righteous. We must be righteous. And Jesus says to the host, when you give a luncheon or dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or your rich neighbors, in case they may invite you in return and you would be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, and you will be blessed because they cannot repay you. For you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. True love cannot be motivated by self-interest. If you are claiming to represent God's love, you must identify your motives to reflect a love that has no condition, because this is the type of love that Jesus is talking about. This is the type of love that will bring him to his death, a self-sacrificing truth that proclaims the real character of God. If we are to understand what it means to be made in the image of God, we must understand love purged of self-interest. The quality of human love that Jesus requires demands deep empathy, a capacity to feel and experience what another person is experiencing. And we heard in Hebrews this morning, remember those in prison as though you were in prison with them. Remember those being tortured as if you yourself were being tortured. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have. For he said, I will never leave you or forsake you. And let us close with a reading from Revelations. Listen, I am standing at the door, knocking. If you hear my voice, open the door. I will come in to you and eat with you, and you with me. To the one who conquers, I will give a place with me on my throne, just as I myself conquered and sat down with my Father on his throne. Let anyone who has an ear to listen to what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Amen.